Todd's the first of our little group to retire. Worked for Gagne and Sons Heating and Cooling for, what, 30-plus years, I guess? Oh, that's dirty work, repairing furnaces and the like. Plus, you get called out at all hours, day and night, weekends too, don't matter the weather. And unless you're doing an annual cleaning, the people you're dealing with are real upset. Once he hit 65, Bud was out of there. Celeste could have retired with him. She was a school secretary. Worked her way up from elementary school to the superintendent's office, and she had enough time in. But she worked an extra year instead. She explained it this way. If I retire at the same time as Bud, he'll be underfoot all the time. You know, always on me. What are we doing today? What are we having for lunch? Don't get me wrong. Oh, I love him to death. But I just couldn't take 25 years or so of that. This way, he'll get into his own routine. I figure he'll sit around doing nothing for a few weeks. Then he'll get bored. Maybe start volunteering down to the senior center, taking folks to the doctor, picking up prescriptions. Or do a little snow plowing on the side, get a hobby. He's just going to be more motivated if I'm not around. And you know what? Her strategy worked like a charm. Far as the old gals down to the senior center are concerned, and I know this firsthand because my sister Irene works there, the sun rises and sets on Bud. Well, he's so good with them, and you can tell he really likes helping them out. Then the coronavirus hit, and the senior center is closed for the foreseeable future. Now, Bud just has too much time on his hands. I'll let Charlie tell you about it. My friend Bud. My friend Bud's been getting bored, fooling with his flatbed Ford. Guess he had to order parts. So while he waited, throwing darts, he saw those chipmunks they condemn and took to throwing darts at them. No, he never hit a one until he got his pellet gun. Oh, at first I tried a trap, but soon I quit with all that crap. And hey, I kind of see his point. With thousands of them round the joint, chipmunks everywhere, chowing on the acorns there, digging, tearing up the yard. For Celeste, it must be doubly hard to see her garden full of holes, and then her husband switching goals to something louder, something strange. Their homes become a shooting range. All you need's a pellet gun and PBR to have some fun, and if a squirrel comes into view, bang, go shoot at that one too. Now and then she'll ask of him if any of those parts are in. No, he says, his eyes fixated. Car repair is overrated. Fall, they're buried deep in leaves, but Bud's got plans up his sleeves. If all these oaks were taken down, there'd be no acorns on the ground, and no more chipmunks running round, acting like they own the town. I'm guessing he'll need more than kisses to sell this concept to his missus. Oh, I feel for Celeste, I really do. But you know what? I'm sure glad Charlie's still gainfully employed and doesn't have time to engage in that kind of foolishness. Though he does seem to spend way too much time trying to keep the squirrels off our bird feeders. That's it for now. Stay safe and catch you on the flip side.